I'm Julie.
I'm Kalea.
And you're listening to the latest episode of Girls With Fun.
Thanks for joining us. Every week we get together and chat about something on our mind about BTS. Sometimes we're silly and sometimes we're serious, but we're always creating a podcast by ARMY for ARMY.
If you haven't yet, be sure to follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Twitter at Girls With Fun Pod and on Facebook at Girls With Fun Podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to leave us a review on your favorite streaming service.
And without further ado, let's get on with the episode.
KPSN Podcast Fest is bigger and better this summer as a fundraiser for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Shows like this one are helping to kick off pre-sale tickets at the 2020 price. Get yours now at tinyurl.com/KPSNFun21 and learn more about the event. Let's make a huge impact this summer with KPSN Podcast Fest 2021.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Girls With Fun. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, we are starting Butter Summer. So
forget Hot Girl Summer. It's Butter Summer.
It's Butter Summer. So since our last episode, which we did take a break, unexpected break, we hope that you checked out our friends over at the K-pop cast where we talked about BTS, McDonald's, and capitalism. Very interesting conversation that we had.
Just another day at Girls With Fun.
Yeah, exactly. Very interesting topic that we had over there. So definitely make sure you check that out. And if you didn't know what happened last week, that's what we were doing. You know, we were being social for the first time in ever.
So. Yeah, I mean, you said taking a break, but like, not really. We still did an episode, and I'm gonna be honest, I was kind of stressed before that episode. I think it went super well and I had a ton of fun, but as you all know, I mean, we're usually keeping it very low-key. Sometimes I'm like literally laying down in my bed and this was exactly. Like a live video stream, so I was feeling some pressure beforehand, but it turned out to be a great time and a great conversation. And thank you to our followers who showed up. We saw you in the chat. We are so happy. Nice to see some virtual friendly faces as well.
Yeah. So we're going to get back into it today. Wow, a lot has happened since our last episode. I really don't know where to start, but I guess maybe we could start with the teasers. I think we were still getting teasers in the last episodes. They released what, like another full photo of the group as well as some individual teasers, which were insane. No. So I thought maybe we could discuss that.
Yeah. Based on the teaser, I wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, I never really am. Like I said before, I'm not great at theories or anything, but with them teasing out like the queen thing and the like dun 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 dun, I was expecting like more of a collab there or like a little bit more of a rock vibe. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. That was confusing. Because I saw people saying like, oh, it sounds like another one bites the dust or whatever, and then Queen retweeted it.
Yeah.
So I was like, is there like a sample here? But then I think Big Hit or someone was like, no, they're like, we're not sampling this at all. So I was like, did we just imagine that it sounds like another one bites the dust? And then I think the Queen retweet like in quote tweet or whatever like disappeared or something, like they took it down. So I'm like,
I did not know that.
Yeah, I'm like, so what's going on?
Ox sauce. Yeah, well, and then I think it was the press conference, Jin was like, Queen, please contact us. So I'm like, was this like an inadvertent sample? Am I just like triggered? Like,
well, yeah, if they used Queen's music without permission, like there's like copyright issues there. Not that I'm thinking that they did, but if there could be some issue in the future where someone wants to like claim copyrights to like Butter's instrumentals, like that could be problematic. So I hope that that's not the case.
Yeah. I don't want to invite trouble. I think it's like a catchy beat. Like if you listen to the whole song, it's not, I think they're probably safe as a completely uninformed opinion on like copyright and music. Like it doesn't really sound like Another One Bites the Dust,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it doesn't at all. And I didn't really get that until someone pointed it out. And I'm like, okay, I guess. So yeah. I hope it's not an issue because it doesn't sound like it at all.
Time to like light some candles and like pray, manifest. Yeah. I doubt it. I don't think so. I think they're good. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, we got the group teaser photo too, which was, you know, I can't even say anything that's PG about it anyway. So
I mean, we keep it fairly PG-13 over here. I feel like you could stretch a little bit if you want. I'll try to keep my cursing to a minimum. No promises.
No. Yeah, they look great. Yeah. It's giving big I own everything vibes. So I'm here for it.
I mean, yeah. I think from the teaser photos, the vast majority of ARMY, no matter who your bias is or biases are, is like, I'm in extreme danger. Like, I'm unsafe. Like, this is not okay. And then I know we're talking about the video later, but the video came out and I'm like, this is just 3 minutes and 3 seconds of absolute violence.
Well, this is funny because looking at these teaser photos, I had no idea like what the concept of this music video is or was, whatever. I still don't know what the concept of Butter is. Like,
it's just hotness.
Yeah,
just being hot.
Just looking good. And I'm like, okay, now I get it. Going back and looking at the teaser stuff. Oh, the concept is just sexy. I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, that's all it is. Yeah, even with like the individual teaser 2 photos. Wow. Like F-gendered clothing, first of all. They're like in lace.
We've been on that train for a while, but yeah.
Exactly. Like they're in lace, like puffy sleeve shirts, pearls, like cute collars. I can't. Anyway, I love it. The styling is just great here. The hair is great. The clothes are great. The accessories are great. We couldn't even see, but Tay has a skirt on. Like we found out in the video later that he has a skirt on. But yeah,
living for it.
I'm here for it.
Speaking of sexy and leather and things that will quickly get me censored completely. No. Do you think that they recycle some of their outfits? Like, I've never thought that before. I mean, it would be good if they did from, like, a wardrobe or sustainability standpoint. But I thought Yoongi's, like, leather chest piece thing looked, like, very familiar. Maybe from Fake Love era or some other era. Or I'm just, like, absolutely hallucinating.
I don't know. I don't know what they do with them. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I imagine there's like floors of the Hive building just dedicated to wardrobe, like, if not.
Do they keep those clothes? I doubt that they wear them, right? Like some of them are like just not clothes that you wear on the street. I mean, I guess you can wear whatever you want on the street, but
you can, yeah, if you have the confidence to pull it off.
Also, like they're celebrities, so wearing these outfits out on the street would immediately get them clocked, like. So yeah. I would imagine they wouldn't want to wear these outfits on the street.
Yeah, and somehow leather chest like shirt does not seem that breathable. I just think it's
right.
Too hot for that. But
right.
Like, it's not like they can really resell them. I feel like, I mean, I guess you could. I don't know how you would do it and be subtle enough about it without it being super suspicious, right? When you're like, I have this entire Dolce & Gabbana set. Spring 2019, 20 whatever, has been worn once. No, I can't tell you who owned it before.
Well, surely it's not like Jimin selling it on Facebook Marketplace.
Depop, yeah.
Yeah, or like Depop. It's gotta be like someone working at Hype that like may give their clothes away or something, or they like donate them. Cause I'm just like, okay, there's so many outfits. How could they keep all that? But I guess they could. They're just keeping it in some like warehouse somewhere. But also, why? If you're like never gonna wear it again.
I think it would be too valuable to even donate though. Like once they've worn it, not to be a creep, but just think about the Dynamite raffle. Or if you're doing Hype Insight and you want a museum, like,
yeah,
future plans. I imagine they keep them, but like where? Because you barely recycle outfits. This is the first time in my entire, you know, six or whatever years of being in ARMY where I've been like, are they recycling clothes?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing jumped out to me in particular, but that's a good question. I never really thought about that. Like, what are they doing with these clothes? Some of them, I'm like, they probably could give away some of these pieces, right? Like, maybe some jeans that look nondescript or something, but...
Yumi's fake love shirt. Things that seem fake but actually happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they should like put a lot of that stuff in a museum. Honestly, I want to see like Jungkook's Timberlands in a museum one day. His like long white shirts and the Timbs. I just want to see it. Yeah, so great teasers. Still had no idea what was going on. We're getting like all these updates, you know, billboards, that's happening tonight. Mm-hmm. Rolling Stone, they're going to be on the cover of Rolling Stone, or they are on the cover already. I think it's coming out in June.
Mm-hmm. And all the articles are out online. Yeah, and all the articles I don't think they shipped any of the print editions.
Yeah. So those have been interesting, seeing that release this week. We've gotten more updates from the McDonald's collaboration that they're doing. They started releasing some photos. We're getting merch, which I suspected that we would be getting, but we're getting a Hype merch and McDonald's merch collab. I don't know how you'd phrase that, but whatever.
Hyper-capitalism. Yeah.
Yeah, Hype is partnering with McDonald's to make the merch, so we'll see how that goes. You know, Hype loves to make some merch, so it'll be interesting to see what they create.
Their level of marketing is, like, truly next level, because I would say many times the items are pretty simple. We've talked about that in the past, but they had – I didn't even look at the price because I was like, absolutely not – but they had a butter cardigan that they were selling with a set of 7 photo cards. And mm-hmm. I was like, do I purchase this cardigan to get the photo cards? Like, I promise you, with my librarian aesthetic, I do not need more cardigans. Like, I promise you that. But I was like, what about? And I was like, step away. Step away.
You know what? They're really good, though, because what was that? Was it one of their interviews? I don't know which one, but they were wearing these items. And I was like, Yoongi was wearing it, and I was like, you know, that's actually really cute. I wonder if they're going to sell that. And they are, of course.
Plot twist.
But, like, for once, I shouldn't say for once, in a long time, I'm like, wow, I'm actually interested in this merch. I don't know what it is. If it's because it's yellow, and I like yellow. Whatever it was simple enough, but also I could tell it was a BTS item. So yeah. I was like, oh, I'm interested in this because
they were cute.
Yeah, they've been giving us merch where it's like, you can't even tell that this is BTS. It's like on like the label on the inside of the shirt. I'm like, like, why am I spending $50 on this shirt? But the merch seemed like reasonable. It was cute. Like, maybe I'll get this.
I'll have to take a look. I had actually passed. I'm like kind of stressed about what's ahead. I'm not going to lie to you, because we have Festa. Oof. And then they also announced Muster. We know that we have BTS The Best, the Japanese album coming out in June. I'm suspecting that Butter will be part of another album maybe later in the summer. And it's just becoming like boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, okay, self-control would be great.
Yeah, it's about to be insane. We were going to talk about the hand thing for McDonald's.
gonna say you have to preface that another way, but there's actually like no other way to preface it.
Yeah, there's no other way. So McDonald's was releasing like solo teasers. Well, not solo. They're releasing teasers ahead of the solo photos for like their McDonald's meal, whatever. And it's just hand shots, right? So they're like, can you guess who it is?
Yeah, that made me extremely, I don't even, not upset or angry, but just like hardcore side eye, because I'm like, McDonald's is like vastly underestimating us. They think that we do not know, like at the risk of like exposing myself. I'm like, these are the people that can like, you know, we see a mole on someone's arm or face and we're like, oh, that's Jungkook, or like, oh, that's V. Like, they are really underestimating ARMY. Like, do you know whose hand this is? I feel like half the fandom is like not even looking at the french fry. They're like, Yugi's hands. Like, you know, and I'll leave it at that.
I was looking at it and I was pretty certain who was who until they actually did the solo photos. I was like, wait a minute. I think I wasn't even really looking at the hands. I was just basing it off of what outfit I think they would have on. So I was just thrown off. Jin's was pretty obvious because who else has shoulders like that? but I was not expecting Namjoon to be in that outfit. It was giving very much J-Hope, so I was confused.
Dare I say, look for the wedding rings, but they both have
exactly. They both have them on. So what does it matter? And then a lot of them were in like blazers, which is not a common occurrence in Bangtan, so I was like, okay, surely Tae's in one of these, because, you know, like
Gucci gang,
he is the blazer king.
Yeah.
So I was right on that, but but I really didn't know who was who, so I'm thinking maybe I need to do some studies on BTS hands like other members of ARMY. Maybe I need to develop a hand kink, I don't know. But but yeah, so, you know, great marketing from McDonald's, you know, they know what we want.
I love those posts that are always like, wow, that burrito really looks amazing in this pic, or like, you know, blatantly saying something that's like not in the photo, because I guarantee you exactly. No one's looking at the burgers or the fries exactly. Or the nuggets or whatever. But I will say one thing that really got to me, and I will fully say right now, I have not been tracking all the McDonald's like teaser photos. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of weird to me that McDonald's is doing like a whole comeback schedule for like a promotion, but whatever. Just marketing geniuses, I guess. But their RM, their caption was like, would you share your fries with RM? And I was once again feeling like super underestimated. Like, if RM told me to swim to Korea from the west coast of the United States, like, I would do so. That's only slight hyperbole, right? So you being like, would you give your fries to RM? Like, RM can have all my fries. He can have my nuggets. If he wants the shirt off my back,
exactly.
Like, RM, tell me what you want and it will be yours. Like,
yeah.
McDonald's, come on now.
Exactly. We could share a few things. take that how you want.
We will not be taking questions at this time.
Nope. Case closed. But yeah, wow, a lot's coming up with BTS that we have to look forward to in the coming days, so I'm excited, and I guess we can just get right on into it. So there was a little countdown before Butter. Did you happen to partake in that?
Yes, I did. I did, yeah. I was kind of like delirious and like the question is, do I remember it?
Yeah. I realize the older that I get, the harder it is for me to like participate in these like midnight events. Luckily we didn't have to wake up at like 5 a.m. to watch it or whatever, but trying to stay up till midnight, I don't know why that was so hard for me, but I did it. And I had a sudden burst of energy when, you know, the time came.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were cooking, like playing little games. Of course I can't remember all of the details of it because again, I was exhausted. But yeah, they were like cooking, like playing little games. It was cute. I was anxious, like, oh my god, it's coming out. Oh, and then it released. So our thoughts on Butter.
I have one thing to say quickly now about the countdown, super quickly, before we move on to all our music video thoughts. So Jimin was like, this is a more mature dance that we could only do as adults. And I was just sitting there like, instant like anime nosebleed. I'm just like, I'm not, like, I literally tweeted that I think it's The Simpsons that like I'm in danger. That kid on the bus. Yeah, and he was like spoiling the dance, but actually the dance wasn't, I mean, time will tell, like tonight on BBMAs, right? But like the music video itself was not that wild, but he really had me scared there for a second.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to say they were gassing it, but they were like, you know, making it seem like it was going to be like super sexy. I'm like, where? I mean, it was like, you know, moderately, but it wasn't like, you know, I've seen way worse, you know.
I was gonna say, the problem is that we're Americans, and like,
exactly,
at the same time that like our culture has like a problem with nudity, we've also seen too much, you yeah know? Like just seen a lot.
Yeah, I guess I'm desensitized, so yeah,
I was ready for worried, like Bapse level body rolls. That's all I'm gonna say.
Exactly, because it's like they've done way more than that. So not even just thinking about other artists or anyone else, like they themselves have just done a lot of grinding on the floor, like ab rolling, body rolling, like booty shaking.
Was it Memories of 20? I think it was Memories of 2015 that we recently watched on last year's Bang Bang Con. That like clip of Jimin like slow.
Oh yeah,
grinding. I mean 2015. So yeah. I don't know, when he was like 18 plus, my mind went to like a whole different place.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
So
yeah,
I mean, it was hot. Like I said earlier in this episode, it was like 3 minutes and 3 seconds of like violence, and they were all serving looks, but it wasn't like as overtly sexual as I was saying.
Yeah. Well, okay, our thoughts on the video or the song or both. Let's get into it.
Sure. Well, I'll kick it off and be my normal grumpy self. Like literally every time a new song comes out, I'm like, I hate this song. Like, what is this? I don't know if it's the earth sign in me. I don't know if I can't handle change. Like, I'm just like, what is this? And sometimes that lasts longer than other times. And obviously I've come around every single time, right? And I'm like, I love this track. But there's always this moment of like me getting acclimated to a new song or me getting used to it. And that was super short this time, like super short. Like the first time during the premiere, I was like, what? And then like the second time and third time I listened to it, I was like, okay, this is so good and so catchy. So I really like it. If like Western casual listeners, the general public, needs a new track, I'm ready to like retire Dynamite and let Butter take this crown from here.
I'm like, do I say it? Yeah, Dynamite was not my favorite BTS song. I won't rank it, but it's not high up there. Let's just put it that way. It's not high up there for me. I like Dynamite, but I think Butter is far better. I think Butter's catchier. This is not a Dynamite hate train, so I won't sit here and compare it. But I genuinely enjoy Butter. I was kind of like, okay, so what is like, they're describing it as dance pop, but then when they did the teaser, it sounded funky. And then there was someone describing it that was like, this is like Bruno Mars. So I was like,
exactly. Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah.
So I just really didn't know what to expect with the song. So it's definitely not as Bruno Mars-y as I thought it was going to be, but it's a little bit of funk in there.
A drop.
Yeah, it's a little bit of funk in there. It's definitely more dance pop, like it was originally described as. I enjoy it. I enjoy Butter. It's catchy. It's stuck in my head. Like, I'm constantly singing it, even though I don't really remember all the lyrics somehow. I don't know why.
I saw a tweet that was like, how did Army watch this video like 130 million times and still like none of us fully know the lyrics? Like, I don't know. We black out.
And it sounds somewhat similar enough to Dynamite that I will start singing Butter and then my head will like fill in the lyrics that I don't know with like Dynamite, and then I start singing Dynamite anyway.
Dynamite to the tune of Butter.
Yeah.
That would be quite the mashup.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But anyway.
I get like really strong. I don't get like strong Bruno Mars vibes, to your point. I also saw whatever that was. So I was expecting something more like 24 karat or 24K, right? Or like Finesse. So yeah, the funk I'm not really hearing. I do hear that like 80s synth vibe, a la like Michael Jackson. I hear that. It also reminds me a lot of Daft Punk's Get Lucky for some reason. That's like the song that I'm also hearing in my head, which I think was also going for that like 80s club vibe. So I also think Pharrell might have had like credits on Get Lucky, if I'm remembering correctly. But anyway, I'm hearing more like that kind of like dance 80s club pop vibe and not so much like funk.
Yeah, it's not as smooth as I thought it was going to be. I think I was thinking like smooth was going to be like ultra sexy and like, you know, it's somewhat.
You were ready.
Like, yeah, I was like ready. Like, I thought they were going to risk it all. I was like here for it. But it's smooth. I feel like they are smooth. So that's what gives off the smooth like Butter concept.
Yeah, I guess we could talk about some of the smooth visuals and the 3 minutes of violence. I just have to say, like, Tay's elevator scene.
That's literally what I was going to talk about. Why are we sharing one brain cell?
One, this is why we're co-hosts. Yeah, we literally have one collective brain cell. No, I was talking to a fellow Army yesterday about it. We had a whole like in-depth conversation, but I was like, I think if like I saw an elevator come and Tay and or like a guy as hot as Tay was in the elevator, it would just be like instant panic. I think it would be like, no, I'm good. I'll wait for the next one.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not equipped to deal with that.
Or I get in and I'm like all the way in like the farthermost corner of the elevator away from like, him, like
curled up. Yeah, you're like, oh no, quick. Or it'd be like, let me pull the emergency stop.
Exactly.
Like, oh no, we're stuck in here. How did this happen? Every like Wattpad AU ever.
Anyway. Yeah. The visuals were crazy. I mean, I knew it was going to be based off the teasers, but I wasn't ready for, like, you know, an actual motion picture, like, seeing them in action looking like that. I'm like, dang, he's, like, crazy good looking. The hair, the freaking suit, like.
I just get mad at Tay. Like, he's so hot, it makes me angry. You know, like, cute aggression that people feel like they want to, like, scream when they see a puppy or something? I experience, like, hotness aggression when I see Tay.
Yeah, I understand. I feel you.
It's like a reminder of everything that's unfair in the world.
Yeah, he's incredibly good looking. And I wasn't ready for that, like, Usher, you got it bad line. I was like, dang, I was literally just singing that the other day. Like, are they reading my mind? How did they? How did they?
You're like, are we?
Yeah, slide that in there. We had, like, the LeBron reference in Dynamite. Now we got Usher.
I saw this TikTok that was, like, it was Yoongi and RM, like, writing the lyrics, and Yoongi's all, like, pissed about not, I guess, getting his lyrics in there or whatever, obviously fictional. And then Jimin walks in, and it's, like, Sharks. For $1 million investment and, like, 20% equity, I would like you to please include a reference to Usher. Because I guess Jimin's the resident Usher fanboy. I don't know, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I saw some Twitter or some tweet similar to that, and it was like, you know, those clips everyone's like banging like a credit card, like, like this. Like, exactly. Yep. I was happy to see that the line distribution was more even this time.
Yeah.
I definitely noticed that it was far more spread out. Like Jin had more lines this time, which I was happy about. I know they don't care, right? I know this is like 100% an army thing. Like, they don't care. They've said like a thousand times they don't care about line distribution.
And then they literally all record all of the song, and then they go back and see like whose vibe
right best
fits the track. So it's not like a, I don't know, it's not like an issue that they have.
Right, right. I was just happy to see it.
Yeah, same. And yeah, he ate it up. Oh my god,
it's, it was great. It's kind
of, it also like low key, I'm like screaming because he's so fine. He just keeps getting hotter.
Exactly.
And he can sing like that. Like,
yeah.
How does Jin exist?
Yeah, the look with the shades was just like really setting it off.
Casually leaning on that chair. Sir.
The vibe he was giving. There's also like a real quick shot of that outfit he has on in the teaser photos, that like lace one. I can't even describe it. It goes by so quickly, like if you're not paying attention.
I don't even know if I saw it. I'm gonna have to go back and watch it.
I think it's towards the end of the song. But he just,
oh yeah, he's in the chair and
it's, yes,
like an upward angle shot, and he's just like,
yes,
man spreading kind of
again.
Yeah.
Have to keep it
PG. The subtext there is just like, step on
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Have to keep it PG, so I won't say anything.
You can tell that I was like not looking at the lace. I was just like,
ain't nobody looking at that lace. Yeah.
Bow down.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't formulate the words that I want to say that can be included on this podcast. So yeah, he's very good looking. I'll keep it at that.
Understatement, but yeah.
Let's get into Jungkook with his hair.
I was like, should I go to the salon and be like, this indigo is what I want? But I've lived that life before, as I've talked about on some previous pods, and I'm like, I don't have that kind of money to maintain that color.
Yeah. I'm sad that it's gone so quickly. Like, we...
Yeah.
I mean, we basically got it for butter, right? Like, that was pretty much it.
Do you remember that picture that he tweeted? I think it was when they had first or were just moving into the Hive building. And he had that purple hair.
Oh,
now, yeah, his hair looked a lot shorter. It's actually the watch face on my Apple Watch. And so I was like, spoiler. No, but he had, like, bright blue hair. His hair looked shorter then, though, so I don't know if it was like a test or if it was just straightened or if they put in extensions. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe there were some clips in there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there was maybe some clips in there. But yeah, it looked really good. And I was kind of confused because one part of the video, it looked blue. But then watching the V-Live, he explained it in a way that I can't explain because he's like a director, producer, or whatever. Something about a chroma key. I don't know what that means.
I know. Well, that was the other thing, because I was like, should I go to the salon and get this color? And then, like, even he's admitting that it's like kind of CGI or like enhanced in some way. And I'm like, yeah, don't. Don't do this to yourself again.
Yeah. Great.
Okay, here's something we need to talk about: the eyebrow piercing / diamonds.
Oh boy,
go ahead.
Well, there is some confusion starting with the teaser photos, because they're there in the teaser photos, right? And we're like, is this a piercing or are they stickers? So they look like stickers in the teaser photo. They even look like stickers to me in the music video. So I was like, oh, it's just a sticker. Okay. And then he shows up for the press conference. I was like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah.
This looks real. I mean, why did it even look like, it looked like there was even a bar underneath the flesh of his eyebrow. So it looked really real. I don't know if it's because the bang was just kind of like covering it somewhat, so it was giving this illusion of it being real. Okay, turns out it's not, because he said so on V-Live, so sad. But
this is like exhibit A and like not believing everything you see on the internet. Yeah, I was so convinced. Like, I was texting my army relative, who I think I've like mentioned in the past, and I like in the video, I agree, it looked more like the like diamonds, right? But then and I was texting her, I was like, do you think those are real? And she was like, well, like, some pictures came out before with them, I don't think so. And I was like, no, like, he has them at the press conference. Like, I was so convinced, ready to like fight about this. And then he's like peeling off the stickers on the V-Live, and I'm like, let me go put on my clown makeup once again. Like, but then, like, it did look so real at the press conference. It really did.
Yeah. So, I don't know if it's because it didn't look like a fake diamond. It was like the little ball, which I feel like that's like initially what they give you when you get eyebrow piercing things. I feel like they usually give you that little ball look or whatever. I don't know what you call that. It looks super real, and like there were army like already confirming it online, like they don't know. I'm like, I'm gonna stop listening to the internet, because there are people already confirming it without even having watched that V Live. So, anyway, yeah, he peeled him off on V-Live, sad, and then Tay, like, put it on his nose, which was cute.
And Hobie just, like, laughed at him. He didn't even...
Hobie was like, cracking up that whole V-Live, as usual. But, yeah, if only it was real, like, the vibes, because... Let's also get into him wearing short sleeves in that V-Live, so finally... We can see that he has a full sleeve, if I'm correct, a full sleeve on his arm. He even has,
like, the blackout tattoo on his, like, elbow crease.
Yes.
I just... Yeah. I
foaming at the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing I can say. There's a lot I can say. I'm like as obsessed with these tattoos as like everyone else. Obviously, I've talked about them. It feels like every other pod. I love them so much. But what I love more than that is that he just does not give two Fs. Like he said he wanted to do it and he did it, right? Like he's been saying it since he was young. And like he just, I mean, tattoos are like not fully even accepted in the US. Like people act like Korea is super conservative, but like it's not really the norm here. Like people will have them, but there's some kind of like aspect of like professionalism, which I think is completely stupid. I'm not endorsing that, but then there's people that just view them in a very negative light. And so for him to like not only have tattoos but have a lot of tattoos, and be like really unapologetic about it, hand tattoos, like finger tats, like he just, it's like a huge flex to me. Like he can do whatever he wants. Like either he's super wealthy and it doesn't matter, which he is, or he's in a creative field and no one cares, which he is. But just thinking about all of those tattoos I'm like okay, that's a huge flex.
I'm just glad that they're in a position where they can kind of just be like, whatever, like I'm gonna do whatever I want.
Exactly. Like I'm sure Big Hit does not like them. They might be tolerant of them, but how often are they covering them up or making him wear long sleeves or like putting those weird tape sticker band-aids over them? Like I'm sure as a company they're like, dude, it would be so much less work for us if you just like stopped. But what are they gonna do, like forbid Jungkook from doing that? Like at this point that ship has sailed. But even when he first got them, I felt kind of weird about it, because at first I was like, oh, is he like rebelling or whatever? But like, guy can do what he wants.
Yeah. Well, I was even thinking, was him wearing long sleeves was because they were making him cover them up or whatever, like negative comments? Yeah. Or is it because he wanted to, because he was like filling out his sleeve? Like he wanted it to be like complete before he finally like chose to show his entire sleeve to us. Not that he like pulled up his entire sleeve and showed it to him, but like showed it to us, but he wanted to be like in a more comfortable position to be able to show most of the artwork, because I mean, he still could be wearing long sleeves. Like, sure, it's summertime, but he'd been wearing like sleeves for an entire year anyway.
Honestly, and in the soup, I was getting kind of frustrated. Again, like, it's not really my business, I guess, but like as an army, I was getting kind of frustrated because I'm like, dude, it's got to be like 90 degrees at this like lake house cabin at least, right? And like, you're wearing a long sleeve shirt, like. It just seems hot. So anyway, I guess I'm glad. I'm just saying I'm glad he feels like comfortable enough to wear short sleeves, because I'm sure there's army out there that don't feel how I feel about them. But just that like army support him and he can do what he wants. And even if he had wanted to keep them private, like let's say last year and we didn't know his like reason. Obviously he's comfortable showing them because he just did the other day, right? Mm-hmm. But like, even if he didn't want to show them to us and he still went and got them, I still think that's a huge flex, because how much of their life is like for the performance of it? You know what I mean? Whereas like, this is something he wanted to do for himself and he did it. So
Right.
Anyway,
I'm just thinking about his pain tolerance. Because I mean, he got a lot of tattoos within a year.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dang, I couldn't.
Yeah. I wonder about that too. One thing I'm curious about, not even from like a pain perspective, is like the healing perspective, because you're supposed to keep things like covered and moisturized. You're supposed to avoid swimming. Like, you can shower after a certain point, but you're supposed to avoid any like strenuous activity or like submerging it in water for a really long time. And I mean, I think like Jungkook could feasibly like avoid submerging in water, but like when you're BTS and you have like 15 or 20 or 30 or 40 tattoos on your arm that you all got within a short span, and say it takes a month at minimum to fully heal, and even then it's healing under the skin for a while, like how are you avoiding strenuous activity?
Yeah, because we know he's in there like lifting. We know he's
and he's like a gym bro to begin with. Like, how is that guy avoiding like physical activity? That's my one question. But
yeah,
obviously it's working fine for him, so not really a problem.
Exactly. I'm just here for the aesthetic. Tats, like eyebrow piercing, the clothes. Like, is he gonna paint his nails next? Like, let's go. Like, I'm here for it. I don't know who.
Well, we should talk about the music video a little more too.
I was gonna move on.
Yoongi's verse. I love him. I love the song. Yoongi's verse makes no sense to me. No ice on my wrist. I'm a nice guy. Which, first of all, okay, rolling up the party got the right vibes. Like, I tweeted a TikTok I saw earlier, and it was like Yoongi's vibes at the party, and it's him at some award show just looking like completely uninterested and chill, which granted, like, that's work for him, you know, like it's obviously a joke, but like, this is the guy that's like, I want to be reincarnated as a rock. Why does he have like the lines of like being the guy at the party? And also, that guy has been iced out since like 2017 at least. Like, remember the Suga rings? Like,
do I not get on the internet every tour and cry over his freaking jewelry around his neck and around his wrist? Like, what bar is this? Who wrote this?
Like, and then I was like, okay, no ice on your wrist. So, like, specifically, I tend to think of Namjoon and Hobi when I think of the, like, 50K AP watches. But I think Jungkook's been spotted with, like, a 40K Rolex. There's a few others. I don't know if I've ever seen Yoongi with, like, a fancy watch offhand. I'm sure, right? I'm sure. But, like, does that not count? Like, what is this line? Like, what verse is this? Like, if you actually sit and think about it, I'm like,
if it's
none
not
of this
a watch, it's
sense.
Some, like, iced out bracelet, so what does it matter? Like, yeah, I don't understand. I also was, and like, I don't hear the no. I feel like the
I don't
no
either.
Is part of, like, the gang vocal or whatever. I've like, how many times have I listened to this? I do not hear anyone saying no.
I don't either.
Vocal. It's not him. So I'm like, why is it in the, it's even in like the fan chant that Weverse released. So I'm like really confused by it. But,
and if he's trying to say he's smooth, why would not having ice make him smoother than having ice?
Does having jewelry make you not a nice guy?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, I don't want to hear it from a guy that's wearing a custom butter piece, like, on his chest as he's wrapping that line. Like,
yeah, sure, it's no ice on your wrist, but it's around your neck, sir.
Yeah.
I was just happy to see him. I mean, he's been back, right? But just,
yeah,
just like being able to see him do choreo again. I was really happy to see it, and he looked really good.
I wanted to see more of him in that like glitter suit. It was also one of those things that was just like a flash on the screen. I think it may have been in black and white, or it's like navy. I'm not sure, but they just showed it for like a split second, but he looked so fire, and I kept like starting to watch for that that like outfit, that section every time.
Yeah, I'm like, I hope we get different versions of Butter like we did with Dynamite. I need a dance version, and then I need a version that's them in like the different outfits, like just doing whatever, so that I can see it all, because it was flashing by like too quickly, and they were like all looking too good in all the outfits. So like, I need this like slowed down, or I need extra clips of this.
Not to mention that like hair that he had when he's rapping about no ice on his wrist, which like verdict is still out on that, right? As we were just discussing, but his hair with the like gray streaks was so fire. And I feel like this is a very niche reference, but it reminded me of like some of the like late aughts, like early 2010s. Like, I don't know, like MySpace, emo, pop punk, like scene kids, like specifically the Ready Set and like Christopher Drew, if any of our listeners remember that era. It wasn't like as intense as some of the scene kid hair, but it was just giving me that vibe. So I was really like living for that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I want it more. Like, I was like really into his rap.
I know. And, it was so good.
I just want it more. And I guess that's something where you're gonna lose out on when the parts are more even, right? Because if the rap line had more parts like they usually do, then that means less parts for the vocal line. So
Hope he didn't have that big of a part.
Yeah, I mean, he really didn't like at all.
And he had like a lot of wordplay, and like the more I listened to it, the more I was thinking about it, and he was like cool like summer shades, and then the like, I don't know, reprise or whatever was Stunner. I don't know, there was just like a lot of wordplay going on in his parts, but it wasn't that long.
Yeah, it wasn't. So I was a little sad about that, but also at the same time, like, whatever. Like,
yeah,
they're in the song, right? It's not like they didn't have any parts at all.
Also, his ad-lib dance. Actually, quickly, Yoongi's ad-lib dance was, like, so insanely Yoongi, of just him, like, bouncing and chilling and vibing in the elevator, you know? Like, not... Like, I think that was all, like, freestyle for all of them, right? Yeah, and Hobie, of course, is, like, going nuts.
Exactly.
Looking awesome, but going completely nuts, and Suga's on the extreme other end.
Yeah, their freestyle dances in the elevator were interesting. Like, just watching it back.
It made me wonder, like, what BTS is, like in the club. But that's a conversation for a different day. But just, I leave that for all our listeners to think about BTS's dance styles in the club or, like, at an actual party.
There's always that one guy in the club that's, like, doing, like, full-on choreo. And that's 100% Jake. You're like, all the right, guy bro.
Just, like, casually slides up behind your group of like girlfriends, and it's just like vibing like he's been there the whole time. Like, that's Yoongi.
Exactly. Oh god.
If it were Yoongi, I feel like he would be a lot more welcome than some of those guys like lingering at the edge of the circle, let's say.
I think anyway. Like in the behind the scenes, Jin like totally throws his ring off his hand. Chaos.
I was wondering if Namjoon like broke anything, not to be stereotypical, but he was also going all out.
I hope not. Yeah, I was really digging Hobie's yellow hair. I mean, I know we'd already seen it, but he was definitely like the living embodiment of butter. Speaking of butter, him shoving that whole slice of butter in his mouth.
Stop.
I was like, no way they're actually making him do this right now.
I feel ill when I think about that. Like, it didn't even occur to me that that's like what he was doing at the end. Like, it took me a few views to be like, oh my gosh, he's eating an entire stick of butter. Not really, right? But like just that pat by itself. And I'm so grossed out. And then in the V-Live, they were saying it was supposed to be a lot longer, but he was like, can you please shorten this for me? Like, it's too greasy. I can't do this.
Well, yeah. Namjoon said something about it took him like an hour to film it or something like that. I'm like, ugh, that's disgusting. A whole hour of you eating one slice of butter. I hope you really take one
for the team.
Exactly.
Like, I feel gross just thinking about it. And I like butter in things. But like, oh my gosh.
A whole, it wasn't even like a small slice. It was a thick slice of butter. I'm like, they couldn't
have made. I literally thought it was a pancake or something. I don't know. It like didn't occur to me.
I'm just like, they couldn't have made it like white chocolate or something and just made it kind of look like butter or anything. Like, ugh, that whole slice of butter, that's gross. Like,
I feel like my gag reflex would just like activate on its own. Like,
yeah.
Bro, job, Hobie, because I would just be like retching in the background.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe it was like some kind of sweet butter or something that made it slightly more tolerable, but still like, ugh, it's gross.
I was even hoping it was like plastic, right? He just sticks the whole thing in his mouth, just like get a chewing shot for a few minutes and then like,
yeah, and he like chews it. But
then he was like, then he was like, yeah, it was really greasy in the V-Live. And I'm just like, you guys did not do this to him.
You could just tell, like, as soon as that, like, music video ends, you can tell he just like spat it out.
Oh yeah.
Right after that scene ends.
Even I don't know if he's supposed to look like suave or like what at the end, but I feel, even if it's not there, like I could totally be projecting. I just feel like disgust radiating. I don't know.
Yeah, poor thing.
Also, we have to talk about Jimin. I'm sorry. We need to. And RM, we haven't talked about all the members, but like Jimin's hair, and he has, I guess it's like the bridge part or like the pre-chorus when he's at the microphone stand and he's like pushing up his sunglasses and then he like wiggles his eyebrows at the camera. It's like every time I start to think I'm actually like a Namgi bias or something, Jimin is like, thou shalt not stray. Like literally, I don't have words that are appropriate to share. I feel like I've already been pushing it, but like that Jimin is giving off like strong CEO vibes. I don't know. Or like boss vibes. Like that Jimin is the boss of me.
The entire video, I was like, are you my bias? Who are you? Are you my bias? Each clip, like I think you're
every single member, every member,
every single one of them.
Like that. And then Namjoon walks by in that scene. They're like wide leg shorts, I think, not a skirt, right? But he walks by, pink hair, glasses on. I think does he have the lollipop then? Because first V had the lollipop, and I was like, I need you to chill. Like, I really need you to chill. But I think Namjoon has something, and he just like looks over at the camera, and I'm just like. Once again, being underestimated, like, got ARMY right behind us when we say so. Like, bro, say when. We're here. Like, Avengers assemble.
Yeah, that was, like, super cute. I was like, oh my god, when I realized they were, like, spelling out ARMY in the back. I feel it's like they should
ARM. He was the R, right? And his arm was up. And like we said, I'm going to be 80. And I'll be like, Suga can move his arm. Anyway, well,
I'm just like, can they... Or what was I going to say? I wish that they had incorporated Namjoon in the ARMY creation somehow. Because, okay, I get that he's supposed to be, like, staggered to the front. But, like, looking at it, it doesn't look like it. He doesn't read ARMY that well. It looks like this is ARIMY or ARLMY. Because he's, like, standing there alone. So it doesn't look all that right. Yeah. But I get what they were going for. It was super cute, and it was cute to see that they'd like done the same thing before. I think it was like 2014. There was a picture like going around Twitter, like comparing them, both of the pictures. So that was cute. And it was a nice little shout out. I'm like, I don't think they've ever shouted us out specifically in a song before. So
yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, that was like really cute. Also, like, I mean, Namjoon always looks insanely good. The like little photos where they're supposed to be like taking their jail pictures or whatever, insane. Watching the like little clip of the behind the scenes where he's like, oh, I think I'm gonna take my jacket off, and like all of Bangtan are like, oh. I'm like, why are they just as thirsty as we are?
Okay, this is a tangent, but it goes well here. I think I finally cracked the code for why ARMY are like next level feral when it comes to Namjoon, like even if you're not a Namjoon bias. All right, so hear me out. I saw this tweet, I actually saw it on Facebook randomly, but I saw this tweet that was like, Namjoon is like if a female author was writing a male protagonist, right? He's like philosophical and smart and loves art and like is tall and like kind of gentle, you know, and like very like caring and introspective and like emotionally available or whatever. And I was like, everything is clicking into place. But anyway, that's why we're all like trying to husband up this man. I don't know if that's even like a word, you know, like make him our husband.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. But yeah, they were definitely all making my heart thump. That like scene that you were talking about, Jimin in the elevator, and he like lifts his sunglasses up. I was like, whoa, whoa, what's going on here? Like, I can physically feel my heart skipping a beat right now. This is insane. Loving his like multicolored hair, which we've already talked about. But
I'm pretty sure no one but him could pull that off. I think I said that when we talked about it before, but he looks so good doing it. So
yeah, even just seeing that in the video, or I think that was at the press conference, he was saying he was looking up hair colors and he just saw a bunch of colors and was like, can I put this all on my head? Like, how can you one, even thinking, can I put this all on my head? Two, someone being able to execute it and actually make it look good, like only on Jimin, like no one else could.
The biggest stylists really and truly need a raise.
Yeah,
like I don't know what they're making, probably a lot, but they need a raise.
Yeah, this time around I'm like, yeah, they really knocked it out of the park with all of them. So happy to see Pink June again, even though it's gone already. Pretty much. So yeah, Butter's great. I'm like excited to see what they're gonna do on this award show tonight, and I think they're gonna be on Good Morning America with it. So
I think Colbert again too, I saw.
Yeah,
they're gonna have a busy schedule. Yeah, also exactly. They already won 3 of their 4 BBMA awards.
Oh, already? It's been announced.
Yep. They announced it on Twitter, and all these people were like, so what are you actually announcing tonight?
So they won top duo / group, top song sales artist, top social artist. Okay, so what else were they nominated for?
Top selling song. So we still have to find out if they win the 2021 top selling song of Dynamite, which I'm sure they will.
Well, I mean, it was the top selling song. So
I mean, like, yeah, that's not that mysterious.
It would only make sense, but I will
trust no.
Exactly.
Trust no man /
if they do something crazy, I will not be surprised. But yeah, we hit that 108 was like the final total on YouTube views in 24 hours, which is insane. But also, I'm finding it weird that they knocked off like, 4 million views or something like that.
It was insane, and it happened like 3 or 4 times. I remember seeing these things that are like, we hit 103 again, we hit like 75 mil again, like as the day was going on. So it's just funny. It's like every time that YouTube or Spotify or someone tries to stop us, like we get stronger. Like, you're just helping us level up. Honestly, like, you think you're doing something, but you're really not. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we still beat Dynamite's record, and it was like, especially first day streaming record with like, I think we had like an hour to go or like 2 hours to go. And I was like, what do we do with this extra time? Like, it wasn't even hard anymore. Like, what? Like, it's hard? Like, literally.
But every time I'm like, how are we going to top this? Like, we worked so hard to get here. Like, I'm just thinking about On and, like, how hard it was for On, right? Like, On was a freaking disaster.
Even Dynamite at the end was, like, an absolute scramble.
Right. We didn't even know if we'd actually done it or not. So I'm like, how are we going to do this? And the way we just breeze past with Butter, I'm like, dang, how many fans did we have this time around? Like, mad fans must have joined after Dynamite was released.
And they're, like, pulling their weight. But I saw these tweets that are like, we're already the top selling song and we didn't even get into like the funds we've collected for like song buying, and like we hit the YouTube thing with like hours to spare, and then we hit we broke the Spotify like one day streaming record for any artist ever. And it's just nuts. Like, I got this email from Spotify like while I was streaming, and it was like, you're a valuable customer, we'd love to hear your opinion. And like, I'm like, well, my opinion is that you shouldn't like filter out my streams as a paying customer. Like, you have my address, you have my credit card, you know I'm not a bot, and yet here we are like developing all these playlists because we can't just listen to Butter on loop like we want to. Like, I'm not a bot, I'm just an army. Like, it's just, it's like anytime you try to filter out songs or take views away, you just make Army that much more mad. And maybe we're a little petty, but for the most part we don't get petty, we just like go even more nuts next time around. So I just hope these services are ready.
Yeah, I'm just like, whatever, like at this point BTS doesn't even need like validation from YouTube or Spotify or Grammys or whoever else it is. Like, yeah, we're at the top artists worldwide at this point. So I mean, it is still nice to see them get number ones though, and just to see how many fans they have now. Like, just thinking back on how hard it was from like No More Dream to even get past like like 1 million views, right?
Yeah, I think
the first like 24 hours No More Dream had like 25k or something like that. So to see where they're at now, it's insane, and it's really touching. I'm just glad that BTS is getting all that they've deserved and all that they've like worked hard for to earn.
I guess I just was thinking back to like the truly OG Army, right? Like the people who've been here since like the Free concert in LA, and like, yeah, how do those Army feel? Like, I feel proud of them, and you know, I was here in 2016, so it's been a while, but not the whole time, right? I can't act like, oh, I just like discovered them. Like, they'd already been around for years, you know? So, but it's just not. It's totally not.
As one of those armies, I mean, I wasn't here from the very, very beginning, but I was here before that like LA concert, and it's nuts, right? It's just, I just keep thinking about like waiting and just wondering like when their time was gonna come. Like, I just could feel that they were like, they were so big to me, and I just didn't understand why other people couldn't see it. So I'm of course was ecstatic when I Need You reached number one or got like its first win. But it just feels, I don't know, it's like really surreal, like seeing where they're at right now. And in such a short amount of time, I mean, it's only been 8 years. It's only been 8 years, and they're like completely dominating the world, right? Yeah. I knew BTS was going to be big, but I didn't know how big they would be. I was totally fine with them just being like big in Korea or whatever, right? And just hoping that maybe one day I would be able to see them in concert or something. But
yeah,
that like view changed so quickly that I can be able to see them twice in person is insane.
Even in Wings tour, I was like, I have to go. I have to go to Wings tour. Like, I don't know if and when they'll be back, right? Like, I just, it's hard to envision now because BTS tours so much, but I feel like, I mean, even then, K-pop concerts were not everywhere, and it was mostly, like, New York and L.A.
Yeah.
So, I was just like, I have to go. And so, like you said, having been able to see them multiple times and see them just dominate is, like, nuts.
Right. And it's like, there's still so much, there's so much more time left for them, right? Like, they've only been doing this for 8 years. So, like,
I think it was Jin. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, like, there's just far more left for them to do. So I'm just really excited to see it.
Yeah. I think it was Jin that even made that point. Like, he said something in his Rolling Stone article about how, like, every time he thinks that they've peaked, they like reach another peak, right?
Yeah.
Or like something else comes up, or there's something more. So hopefully they can continue to do this for a long time.
Right.
I'm so soft. I love them so much. After I've been like barking about their hair and like whatever, I'm like, I'm so soft. I love them.
Yeah.
Well, the trials and tribulations of being an army.
I guess we kind of have to wrap it up because we only have so much time.
Rip.
Like, we could talk longer, but. Well, that'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. And we'll see you next week. Pretty sure, right? Yeah, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We're so grateful that you chose to hang out with us. Once again, be sure to follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Twitter at Girls with Fun Pod and on Facebook at Girls with Fun Podcast.
If you like this episode, be sure to leave us a review on your favorite streaming service. If you have an idea for an episode or you want to share your thoughts on any of the topics we've discussed, slide into our DMs or email us at girlswithfunpod@gmail.com. Thanks again for joining us, and see you next time.